Ngāpira Riley is with us today. Ngāpira, for many years, was the director of World Class New Zealand's network for Kia. But nowadays, she has joined Figure New Zealand, and she's the chief executive. Now, researchers are launching a long COVID registry in the hope of painting an accurate picture of the burden of the debilitating illness in our country. Ngāpira Riley, as I say, is from Figure New Zealand, which is a data charity. She's also a member of the Māori Data Sovereignty Network. Thank you for joining us on the program, Ngāpira. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora, Ngāpira. Firstly, just, you know, moving back into the hood, so to speak, and tell us about Figure New Zealand. I can't say that I'm familiar with the organisation. What do you guys do?
Well, we are, Figure NZ is the name of our website, and it's also the name of our charity. So we help make publicly available data free for citizens. So we want to empower people with access to good information. So you can go on there. We've got a Māori data hub, Pacific data, disability data, basically just about any kind of information you want to know about Aotearoa. We put the data on there. We make it searchable and easy for people to use. So there's about 70,000 charts on there to download and share with others.
Interesting. And was it put together by demographers? Is it an area of yours of your interest too?
No, it was just booked by my team. I guess we describe ourselves as ethical technologists. We wanted to build technology. We could see data was becoming quite commercialised, and we were worried about the inequity that might cause for our society. So, we wanted to make sure there was a place people could go for free information that was high quality. So, yeah, all a team of data experts working on it every day.
And it's a charity too, so an interesting place to collect data. Just before we talk about this, Kaupapa with COVID, if you don't mind, Ngāpira, you're involved with the Māori Data Sovereignty Network. We're talking digital issues regularly, and even this morning I woke to the news that our kids are spending a third of the time outside of school on devices. So data, access to internet, technology, the threat of information being tahaed and used in inappropriate ways looms large across this space. Why are you involved with the Māori Data Sovereignty Network, and what do you think some of the issues are that we need to be mindful of in the Māori data space?
Well, I think probably the key thing with Māori data sovereignty is that we treat data as a taonga, which means we care for it. Now, there's lots of different kinds of data, particularly when it comes to Māori information. So there's information that I think should be shared, but if it's aggregate information. And there's personalised data, which I believe that we need to protect. So on the Māori Data Sovereignty Network, we look to, we try and advocate to government, A, to collect better quality Māori data, and B, to ensure that mātauranga Māori and iwi data and important kinds of Māori data are protected and not used to harm, because there's good information, there's information that, you know, may not be used well. So, it's all about caring for that information, whether we share Māori data to charities and people trying to solve local problems, or whether we're protecting large amounts of data. Like you say, there's a lot of issues with misuse of some information, particularly personalised information. But my biggest tip to people, really, in this day and age of people tahaing the data or scraping your information, is just to be very, very careful about what information we put out online. Yeah.
Tēnā koe, Ngāpira. This brings us to researchers and looking at long COVID. It's something we really don't understand as well as we think we should. I know a lot of people have got a hangover, they've had COVID, or they're not sure if what they're still dealing with is the flu, but suffice to say they haven't felt a hundi for a long time. Tell us about the mātauranga raranga, why it's important and how does it work?
Kia ora. Mātauranga raranga, it's a name actually gifted from our kaumātua. I'm part of a advisory group, kaitiaki group, if you like, for the long COVID registry. And yeah, it basically means that we can share our knowledge, we can weave thoughts and science into creating something useful and purposeful, and that's what we hope Mātai Raranga does. So the long COVID registry, it's important because most of the evidence that we have on long COVID is actually from other countries. There is one study that was conducted by a team at Te Heringa Waka that found pre-Omicron that 20% of individuals infected with COVID still had symptoms like 12 weeks later, and that is long COVID. But at that point, you know, we still had closed borders and quite a robust pandemic response. So fast forward to today, we've had some 2.4 million COVID infections in New Zealand, and with relaxing restrictions and more infectious variants, you know, most of these 99.9% of them are supposed to be milder variants, but yet there's still individuals and whānau out there who aren't recovering. So we don't really want to follow the response of other countries to long COVID because our experience here in Aotearoa is quite unique. So we want to understand what long COVID is like, what the symptoms people are experiencing, you know, what are their quality of life, are they still working, are they receiving healthcare? So Mātauranga Raranga, or the long COVID registry, will hopefully help answer these questions by collecting data from individuals who self-report with long COVID. So there could be hundreds of thousands of people who don't even know, you know, they might have not recovered like you say. So we're really keen to get this out there so we can basically, we want to support people suffering like this, and we want to make sure that there's that doctors and everyone else understands it too.
Have you been commissioned to put a report of this type together? Because we were speaking before about the organisation and its collation of data. This seems to be delving into more of the health sector and investigative mahi. So how did you come to be doing this?
I guess through my mahi with Māori Data Sovereignty, I get pulled in to advise on a lot of different kaupapa where Māori data is involved. So whether that's traffic safety cameras or AI or what how we're storing different things with Māori data. So I was called in. This project is run by the University of Auckland. They've got Paula Logley. She's actually a health economist. So she's doing really awesome research into how this is impacting people. And I guess, you know, with the long game of trying to advocate for better support. So it's all done in a proper way. This is the first registry we've had in Aotearoa for quite some time. So it's quite exciting. It's been done with a lot of care. And on part of our advisory group are actually people like Janine Crossan who have lived experience with this illness. It's very serious. You know, it can really cripple people who were formerly fit and healthy and now getting very tired, and it's really impacting their life. So it's run through University of Auckland, and it's got some of the top researchers involved.
Tēnā koe. Well, I wish you well. How long is the project for? What stage are we at?
We are just launched. So actually, we've been working for months and months and months to try and make sure that before we launch the registry to public, you know, we look at all the risks, we look at how safe people's information is going to be, all those really boring behind-the-scenes questions. But we literally just launched it today. So if you see it out there, or you know someone, you yourself might be feeling a little bit still tired or very unwell afterwards, or somebody you might know. So we're just encouraging as many people to participate in the study as well. It's quite simple. We've tried to make it really simple, but also a secure website. So it's lcregistry.auckland.ac.nz. And participants can read the information and join using a Google login. And they're designed to do in small chunks because we know for people who suffer long COVID, fatigue and brain fog are very common symptoms. So, yeah, it's all safe. We've tested it and tested it and tested it. And it's really been developed by others who have lived experience of long COVID as well.